Welcome back to Captain's Log, Dr. Dollar again.
Captain, how you doing, buddy?
Every Tuesday, I want to learn about the health benefits of apple cider vinegar. This is a big thing, right? It's a big topic.
It's huge. So apple cider vinegar, if you Google apple cider vinegar, you're going to see tens of thousands of inputs from different people, from scientists, from, you know, apple cider vinegar, Captain Brian, had been around for 3,500 years. This is not something that Dr. Dollar invented. There's not too much scientific evidence because it's cheap. You know, a bottle of apple cider vinegar, even if you
buy... But is it a fad?
No, it's not a fad. Again, it cannot be a fad for 3,500 years. A fad is something that had been around for, you know, 6 months, in six months going to go away. This had been around from Roman time, from biblical time.
And you told me, I keep interrupting, but you told me about the mothers. It's got to be the one with the mothers, yes?
That's the one I use. Because I believe in organic. I believe in unpasteurized. I believe that it's not filtered. So the one with the mother is, again, it's unfiltered. It has, what's the mother? The mother is all the remnants. The mothers are what we call, so you heard about probiotics. There is something called prebiotics.
Yeah.
Probiotics are the microbes that you're going to ingest every morning that you're going to take. They are found in yogurt and other things. Prebiotics is what this microbe needs to grow. So that mother, that stuff, it's like, just think about like a petri dish to grow those microbes in your gut.
Yeah.
So, I like the fact that it's unfiltered. As well. So I spend another dollar. It's overall cheap. $4 you buy and it lasts you for a year. You don't need to